Weekend precipitation across the Midwest was certainly welcome where it occurred. The majority of the region, extending from parts of southeastern Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri into the heart of the Great Lakes region, was the primary beneficiaries to this event that occurred over the course of the weekend. And rain totals running anywhere from a half to more than 2 inches occurred across this area. And of course, some of this region has been quite dry for quite a while, and it was certainly welcome moisture and helps to reduce some of those moisture deficits and sets the stage for better environment for winter wheat planting and perhaps even the prospects for next spring. Additional moisture is still needed in some of these areas in order to fix the long-term moisture deficits that are left over from the summer drought, but we've got quite a few months ahead of us in which we can accomplish that feat. The areas that didn't do very well with precipitation were in Ohio, the southeastern portions of Indiana, southeastern Illinois, down into Kentucky. Those areas were left dry, and that was probably a good thing and for field progress to advance across some of those areas. It was also dry in the northwestern Corn Belt, and those areas are still in need of precipitation. One of the questions posed to me this morning was whether or not I felt like the wetter bias will continue shifting northwestward over time. If you've noticed, we were very wet in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky there back a few weeks ago, and over time it seems like the rains have become better and better further to the west and northwest. And I think that we will not be able to see this perpetuation continue for much longer, mainly because we're going to start seeing cold air masses coming out of Canada, and that will actually beat back this pattern so that the precipitation stays focused more on the Midwest rather than the northern plains or the upper parts of the Midwest. So as we go forward through this week, we do have a nice little storm system that will drop into the upper Midwest. It's going to be a deep upper-level low-pressure system with an occluded frontal system. It will spread more rainfall back across portions of the Midwest, and some additional precipitation will likely occur. There may be a few locations in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota that might do a little bit better with this event, and moisture totals could get up into the range of a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with maybe a few counties out there getting more than an inch of moisture. But it should be a relatively small pocketed area. Most other areas in the western Corn Belt are not likely to see a lot of meaningful precipitation out of this particular event, although there will certainly be some precipitation that will occur across the region. But areas like Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, southwestern Iowa will see only a brief shot of precipitation and will probably go through the majority of the week without much other precipitation. Now, this upper level low will bring more moisture to the eastern Midwest. It will likely debut there Tuesday night into Wednesday morning in Illinois and move from Illinois over to Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky as we go through the day on Wednesday and on into Thursday morning. It'll be followed by the upper level low pressure center that will spin around some showers for a couple of days across the eastern Midwest. And the bottom line is that harvest progress will be somewhat sluggish. The further south you are in the Midwest, the higher the potential is that you'll see a little more dry weather relative to the areas to your north, and that's probably going to be more the case in future model runs as I think the upper level low gets shifted just a little bit more to the north. The temperatures across the Midwest this week will start off rather cool. We're going to be seeing most of the eastern Midwest seeing highs in the 50s and lower 60s today. The western Corn Belt will be in the 70s and actually over 80 degrees west of the Missouri River. As we go through the day tomorrow, we'll likely see 70s and lower 80s still in the western Corn Belt with a warming trend in the east, sending highs back into the 60s and lower 70s. The eastern Midwest will still be fairly warm on Wednesday while the western areas start to cool off. Wednesday's highs will be in the upper 50s and 60s in the west and 60s and 70s in the east. The cooling trend will overspread most of the Midwest as we finish out the week. Friday afternoon, highs will be 40s and 50s north and 50s and lower 60s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.